Madrona Gallery, Ninjakulu TV, November 8 to 21, 606 View Street. A leading voice among a new generation of Inuit artists, Ninjakulu TV bridges traditional stories and contemporary life in Nunavut through her striking drawings. Deeply rooted in Inuit mythology and the lived experiences of her community, TV's work offers a modern lens on timeless narratives, blending past and present with sensitivity and clarity. The opening reception is November 8, from 1 to 3 p.m. Tamara Bond, Plants and Animals, November 22 to December 6. In her newest series, Tamara Bond uses plants and animals as symbolic anchors for exploring human interconnectedness. Overlapping lines, colors, and recurring motifs invite viewers into layered visual stories, each piece a playful yet contemplative reflection on transformation, creativity, and our relationship with the natural world. Drawing inspiration from the imagery and language of children's books, Bond's vibrant works celebrate both the joy of painting and the beauty of connection. The artist will be in attendance at the opening reception on November 22, from 1 to 3 p.m. Visit madronagallery.com for more. The Avenue Gallery, by Yuan Cheng, Echoes of Light, November 6 to 20, 2184 Oak Bay Avenue. The Avenue Gallery presents Bai Yuan Cheng's captivating ninth solo exhibition with the gallery, Echoes of Light. In this series, Cheng celebrates the beauty of the Canadian landscape through calligraphic brushwork, a mastery of light, and a refined use of color. Born in 1957 and raised in Jinan, China, Bai Yuan Cheng began his artistic journey at the age of 5 under the encouragement and guidance of his father. By 11, he was mentored by one of China's leading art professors, who honed his skills in oil and watercolor. Cheng continued his formal training at Yangtze Art University and, after graduation, worked as a sculptor and created large-scale murals. In 1987, he received the distinguished title of Chinese Art Master, and in 1989, he was included in the prestigious Chinese Encyclopedia of Art. Cheng has been living and working in Canada since 1990. Uvik's Legacy Art Gallery, Salish Lines, through December 6, 638 Street. This exhibit is a selective retrospective of the art and life of STAUTW artist Doug Lafortune, curated by Dr. Andrea N. Walsh. Since 1973, Lafortune has worked as an artist in carving, drawing, painting, and serigraphy. Several of his totem poles stand in Duncan, and his welcome figures flank the entrance of First People's House at the University of Victoria. A carver for more than 40 years, Doug has been commissioned for various totem pole projects. This exhibition will include an archive of drawings dating back 40 years, and visitors are invited to meander through the decades of work. AGGV, A Crack in the Mirror, November 22 until April 12, 2026, 1040 Moss Street. Artist Simranpreet Anand's recent works capture the fissures emerging from her ongoing encounters with matter and material culture in our globalized world. Using plastic-laden material culture surrounding contemporary Sikh institutions as its starting point, Anand's practice is indebted to familial and cultural community, engaging materials and concepts drawn from the histories of Punjab and its diasporas. Some of Anand's pieces are collaborations with artist and ethnomusicologist Connor Singh Vanderbeek. Also included in the exhibition will be works that consider the fabric of everyday life and its rich histories and contexts of labor. Deluge Contemporary Art, Meadow Variations, November 7 to 29, 636 Yates Street. Vancouver-based multimedia artist and musician Lee Hutzulik brings his surreal and idiosyncratic vision to Deluge once again. Known for his long-running musical project Dixie's Deathpool, Hutzulik has spent 3 decades cultivating a richly layered creative practice that moves fluidly between drawing, painting, and moving image. His visual and musical worlds often intertwine with his distinctive dreamlike imagery, serving as both the visual identity of his albums and a reflection of the same imaginative landscape his music inhabits. This exhibit opens Friday, November 7, 7 p.m., with a performance by Dixie Lee. I Am the Crow, You Are the Crow is a mixed media piece by Tamara Bond. Courtesy Madrona Gallery. The works of Bai Yuan Cheng are on display at the Avenue Gallery this November. Courtesy the Avenue Gallery.